The number of passengers who can use Dublin Airport next summer could be up to 1 million less than this year. That's according to Ryanair. The airline has said that the reduction may be required, to ensure that the 32 million passengers per year ceiling at the airport is not breached next year. Michael O'Leary, Group CEO of Ryanair, is calling on the government to intervene. A spokesman for the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, has told this programme that it's a planning matter and the Minister cannot interfere in an independent planning process. Michael O'Leary, Group CEO of Ryanair, is on the phone. Michael O'Leary, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
The Irish Aviation Authority say they've made no suggestion to reduce summer traffic next year. Where are you getting the 1 million figure from?
Completely and utterly false. We're getting it from the IAA's letter dated the 14th of August. They've written to all the airlines at Dublin Airport and to the DAA, inviting us to submit proposals as to how such a reduction will be implemented in practice and to ensure that any such reduction would be optimally implemented. The IAA don't even know what they're up to at the moment.
Yeah, they said in a statement to us that at the end of August, the coordination committee, which I gather you're part of, will finalise its advice for the IAA on this proposal and on other coordination parameters for summer 2025.
Yeah, but what the IAA are looking for advice on is how we reduce traffic next summer by 1 million passengers.
And they say that they expect to publish a draft decision in early September, which will be the first time the IAA will make any suggestion or proposal in relation to capacity for summer 2025.
That's bureaucratic waffle, for we haven't yet implemented a decision, but we want your advice on how we're going to implement the cuts. You know, this is neither here nor there. The problem here is we have a ridiculous traffic cap of 32 million passengers on the main gateway airport in Ireland. It was imposed in 2007 because there was fears about road access to the airport. Those fears no longer apply. Fingal County Council don't even respect the cap because they've since issued planning approval for a second runway, which takes traffic at Dublin Airport up to 60 million passengers. And yet the entire of Ireland's tourism industry is now being strangled by a defective 17-year-old road traffic concern.
Yeah,
and our problem
Just to take you up on that, because you had said that as you said, that traffic cap, which was introduced in 2007 as part of planning laws, was to concern the road traffic to and from Dublin Airport, that it might exceed road capacity when Dublin reached 32 million passengers. And you say that no such strain exists and road traffic around Dublin Airport is moving freely. Really?
Correct.
You've driven around Dublin Airport?
Daily, Gavin. Like, you know, please, access to Dublin Airport. In 2007, when this restriction was imposed, less than 5% of passengers used public transport to get to Dublin Airport. The figure now is over 25%. The buses are doing a fantastic job. There is no problem accessing for traffic to and from Dublin Airport. We've opened a second runway, which doubles the capacity of Dublin Airport. Airlines all over Europe, including Aer Lingus, Ryanair, and American Airlines, want to add new routes to our main gateway to Dublin, to this island, and yet we have an incompetent transport minister who won't lift a finger to lift or remove this defective 17-year-old traffic cap.
He says it's a planning matter. He cannot interfere in an independent planning process, and to do so would be to contravene the law. History has shown the consequences of political interference in planning issues in Ireland, he says.
And yet he'd no difficulty interfering over the Shannon LNG. He was writing to On Board Planola, setting out government policy. This is a minister who doesn't want to touch aviation. You know, he's been an abject failure in his 4 or 5 years as a transport minister. Dublin is the second most congested city in the world for traffic. And he was under his watch as Minister for Transport. We opened a second runway at Dublin Airport, taking capacity to 60 million passengers, and yet we can't use it because of a 17-year-old traffic or planning restriction that arose over traffic concerns at Dublin Airport, road access to Dublin Airport.
But why would a Green Party minister, a man who spent his whole political career focused on trying to save the environment, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, on the brink of a climate emergency, overrule planning laws and agree to fly more planes with more emissions?
Well, one, he doesn't have to overrule planning laws. He simply has to recognize Dublin Airport have already applied to Fingal County Council to remove this restriction. The problem is that process is going to take about 4 years. The restriction will be removed. There's absolutely, you know, because it's completely defective. There isn't any concern over road access at Dublin Airport. The question is Irish tourism and Irish jobs growth going to be constrained for 4 years while we wait for this planning process, or is our transport minister? And remember, he was appointed our transport minister. He's not the minister for the environment. He's the minister for transport. Is he going to do something to lift this or to instruct the IEA to ignore this 17-year-old completely defective restriction?
It's current planning law, and you're asking him to overrule it to agree to fly more planes with more emissions.
But I mean, that's a kind of typical lazy analysis. It's not current planning law. There was a restriction imposed in 2007 over concerns that road access at Dublin Airport would come to a halt if Dublin got to 32 million passengers. We now have evidence on a daily basis that Dublin Airport, that traffic access at Dublin Airport is not constrained by 32 million passengers a year. And in fact, he was the minister who opened the second runway. So he's opened the second runway during his tenure, and yet he won't lift a finger to allow us to use the runway. The Greens also have the tourism minister, who, of course, has disappeared. She's too busy subsidising, you know, the national broadcaster to the tune of 5 million a week for the next 3 years. Nobody will lift a finger, and yet we in the tourism industry, and it's not just Ryanair, Aer Lingus, the DAA, we are all calling for the abolition of this completely ineffective and idiotic cap. But we have an incompetent transport minister who isn't even running in the next election, sitting on his hands, doing nothing.
How many passengers do you want to fly? How many planes do you want to fly through Dublin in a year?
We think, I mean, this year we would have added another 3 aircraft and another 1 million passengers this year if there was no restrictions at the airport. But it's not what do we want to do. Dublin, Ireland has opened a second runway at Dublin Airport. There's capacity there now for 50 or 60 million passengers a year. We could, the industry could double traffic to and from Dublin Airport. And remember, 50%, 60% of this traffic is inbound. It's visitors coming here, sustaining jobs in hotels. The government is talking about raising the minimum wage for in hotels and hospitality sector. The only way you're going to pay that is to deliver additional growth.
Okay, from 32 million
but
to...
But we have a Green minister who doesn't want to do anything.
32 million to 60 million. How much would carbon emissions increase as a result?
We think about 20-25%, because all of that growth will take place on new Ryanair aircraft, which carry 20% more passengers but burn 20% less emissions. But however, emissions, aviation emissions, account for 2% of Europe's CO2 emissions.
And you're calling them
marine transport. Marine transport accounts for 5% of Europe's CO2 emissions.
But we're not talking about marine transport.
But
we're talking
about, banning the ferries.
But I'm not talking to a ferry operator. I'm talking to an airport operator who wants to almost double the number of flights and passengers coming through Dublin Airport over the next couple of years, which will result in an increase in emissions at a time of a climate emergency.
Gavin, it's not just me that wants to double the traffic. The government and the DAA have built a second runway specifically so that we can double traffic at Dublin Airport. But we've an incompetent Green minister who won't allow us to use it. Why is Ireland building this necessary infrastructure but then telling us we can't use it? We have to build 30,000 homes a year, 50,000 homes a year. What's the emissions of coming from the cement and all that manufacturing? No issue. Yet, we can't grow aviation. The government's already decided to grow aviation by opening a second runway. Fingal County Council have already approved the second runway, despite the fact that they have a 2007 planning restriction of 32 million passengers. Only in Ireland would you have this sort of lack of joined-up policy and opening up infrastructure, which they now tell us we can't use.
Who issued the warning to you that airlines won't receive extra slots for Christmas or big sporting events?
The IAA, who are the authority, the Irish Aviation Authority. We've already applied for the slots, for extra slots. Every year we run about 270,000 extra seats at Christmas, just to keep fares down at Christmas time. This year, none of those extra slots have been approved. We can't run those extra slots at Christmas. And Aer Lingus, nobody's going to be allowed to run extra flights, and therefore the fares this Christmas will be probably double or triple what they have been in recent years.
Why would fares have to rise?
Because demand, there won't be enough capacity to fulfil the demand.
So how much can people expect to pay to fly, say, for example, Ryanair London to Dublin this winter?
Oh, well, I think
this Christmas, yeah.
We think the fares, the one-way fares will be about €500 each way. Entirely due to Eamon Ryan.
Are you asking the Taoiseach to go over the head of the Transport Minister?
Of course. That's what he's there for. That's what government are there for. This government have opened a second runway at Dublin Airport. You've an incompetent Green Minister who won't let us use it. And in those circumstances, the Taoiseach should take action.
Before I let you go, just a separate question. The fines to airlines, which were increased this week for allowing someone to board or disembark without proper documentation. How much does Ryanair pay in these fines every year? Do you expect to have to pay more now?
I'm sure we'll have to pay more, even though the fines are completely defective. We don't allow anybody on board our aircraft. You know, I mean, we're a legend in the industry. If you don't have your passport, you're not getting on board our aircraft.
And how much are you paying at the moment?
I don't know the number, Gavin, but, you know, I think it's a substantial number on an annual basis. But the only time it happens is where we have passengers travelling on illegal documents who flush them down the toilet.
Michael Leary,
fact,
CEO.
You know, they arrive in Dublin Airport and they go into the toilets in Dublin Airport and get rid of the passports. Like, it's a completely defective regulation. Minister McEntee would like to convey the impression of that she's doing something. But in actual fact, there's not. We have offered the Department of Justice here, we'll give you, take photocopies of the passports and the documentation, and we'll give it to you.
Michael Leary, CEO.
If people arriving in Dublin Airport tear up or flush or throw their documents in the bin, there's nothing the airline can do about it.
Michael Leary, thank you for talking to us today.